Attention, Robot or Not listeners, we are about to record a new batch of episodes, so we need your suggestions. Tweet topic suggestions to us at robot_or_not.
Robot or not.
Robot or not.
Listener Russ is here to vex us with a question about art. What is art? What makes something art?
Do we have a nucleation site for this?
Well, not to go back to I know it when I see it pornography, but like I've seen people say lots of things like video games aren't art, or commercial illustration, advertising or something like that isn't art, or there are lots of things that we now maybe even consider art forms that at some point they weren't considered art because the art definition was a little too narrow. Because I think you can have a narrow definition of art, and then you can also have a very broad definition of sort of like anything that is created to elicit a response in people. Like if I put my garbage can, if I paint something like a word on the side of my garbage can and put it on the top of the hood of my car, have I just created public art? Is that an installation? Can I call it that? Like if I did that on my college campus, it would have totally been called art. So I guess that's a question of like, where do you draw the line, or are you very expansive and say, look, if you think it's art, it's art?
Pretty expansive, but I think, well, most people phrase it similar to the way you did, like something is created to elicit a response. I think it doesn't have to be that directly connected. I think it needs to be created as an expression of something that somebody is feeling, like in the most limited sense, but also there has to be an expectation that there is an experiencer after the creation. Even if you are the last living human on Earth and you create something that you consider art, you yourself will later experience it after the act of creation is over. And if you can't experience it yourself later, then, or like a recording of it, doesn't have to be itself. Like if you do a dance and you record yourself and then later you look at that dance is art. There has to be some experience of it to people other than the creator. Even if they're watching the creator make it, that is an essential part of it. It can't be, I did this thing and no one was there to see it. And even if they were, they would get no experience. Like if you sit, well, it's so hard to think of something that's not art. Because if you sit quietly and have a thought, is that art? I'm sure that is an art installation right now. But the expectation is that someone is seeing it. So yeah, it's not like you are doing it to make people feel a certain thing, like that it's a direct arrow thing. But the idea is that it has to be experienced, and you expect the people experiencing it to feel or think something.
Yes, to elicit a response, not a particular response necessarily, just a response.
Right, and it doesn't have to be a straight line. Like, you know exactly what response you're trying to get. Many pieces of art are created by, and you have no idea how people are going to react to it, but there is an expectation this is a thing that can be experienced, and that the act of experiencing it will be different than not experiencing it, like just breathing, right? Oh, it's so hard because I guarantee you there's a breathing art installation. Mm-hmm. All this is to say my definition is pretty darn broad. One way to people to try to get around this is to say, like, art is anything created by an artist, which is...
Then we're all artists.
Not very helpful. In terms of like you getting at pornography before.
So if an artist like makes a sandwich, that's totally art because an artist made it?
Everything I do is art. That's from a Woody Allen movie. Huh. That was the follow-up line. I can never find this. Do you know what Woody Allen movie I'm trying to reference and failing?
No.
It's like it's one of those, insufferable 60s arty things, and I forget if Woody Allen is even in the scene or whatever, but it's something like this artsy guy says, everything I do is art. Here's actual documentation of me masturbating in 1957. Right. Everything I do is art because I am an artist. Pornography definitely created directly to elicit a response, and this is where we get into, a lot of people don't want to call things art that they don't like, or there that this is kind of like the ketchup definition or the condom definition, even worse, that are not artfully done. Pornography can be done artfully or not artfully, but in all cases, it's probably still art, right? Because people are doing a thing that is meant to be experienced by other people, and in the case of pornography, there is an expected response. It's not vague. Like, you know, and everyone might not react it the same way, but it's not as complicated as the response to a painting or a book or a movie or a video game, where the reactions can vary much more widely.
Well, and you can take something like pornography and say, there are probably people who watch it and appreciate. In fact, I know people who do this. I would say, and some of them have a podcast that you and I both listen to, that appreciate things like that. In other ways, ironically, that you note the difference in production values and styles and things like that. And at that point, it is being taken on another level where it's being processed as art. I think the same would be art. You could argue it going away from pornography. You could talk about like slasher movies and other things that are often considered, you know, commercial and schlock and not art. And there are people who just get the titillation value out of them. But there are also people who really apply serious thought to them. And so it doesn't take a whole lot to move it from being a purely commercial product to being art. Because honestly, if pornography wasn't art, every porno would be the same, right? Like literally it would be the same. If it has choices in it involving how it was made, it has to be art.
Yeah, and that pornography's not, as, like, again, we're getting at the artfully done thing, where people don't apply things that they don't like. It's not, that's where artfully comes from, but it's not as if you can take art that is not artfully done and say it's not art anymore. And getting back to the experience,
but even bad choices, even bad choices are choices, and I think once you start to make choices, you're making art.
Yeah, now, for the tricky bit is where the artist fits into the equation, so imagine if aliens are watching everybody on Earth, and they can see everything that everybody does through some kind of mechanism that where they experience all this stuff.
Yep.
And obviously we don't know this is going on, so we don't think we're creating art as we live our lives, but from the perspective of the observers, they could view the Earth television show or whatever as a work of art. So in that scenario, who is the artist?
But does it have to be intentional? Does art have to be intentional?
Well, so I would say in this case, the artist is the person who decided to train cameras at Earth and record everything that people are doing and present it to everybody else. In the same way that lots of like art, you know, that you'll see in museums is, here's a thing happening in the world, and whatever things that are doing it, whether it's people or birds or whatever, are not creating this art consciously because they have no idea they're even being recorded, or like, I'm recording some aspect of what they're doing, whether it's video or writing it down or taking pictures or whatever. But I am the artist by choosing to point my camera this direction and presenting it to you in this way. I'm trying to say something. So in that case, the artist is like the alien Earth TV producer, right? And our lives are art, but we are not the artists. You know what I mean? Because the people are watching them and feeling something,
right?
And even though we don't know, we're being observed. So that's right. How broad my definition of art was.
People in a documentary or on a reality show are not the artists. They are the performers in the work of art at that point, right?
Yeah, or but the work of art is the person, you know, wielding the camera. The wielding of camera is the creation of the art. It's just, you know, what they're pointing it towards. That, like, the people aren't performing anything. They are not the victims.
It's the ones. It's the ones making the choices and creating the art, which is where to point the camera.
Mm-hmm.
I think of this all the time when we talk on The Incomparable, because I use the phrase a lot, and I'm surprised I don't get hit for it more when I start talking about art, when we're talking about like a TV show or a Hollywood blockbuster movie. But, you know, it's still art. Like any of this stuff that's created entertainment, I am a believer that it is art. If it can be analyzed and discussed, which is the whole premise of The Incomparable, that if it's worthy of discussion, then, you know, it's absolutely art. And it may be low art, it may be pop art, you can denigrate it in other ways, but I think you can't call it not art, because it is carefully considered. Somebody who is making a schlocky TV show is making decisions, artistic decisions, in creating that, or a romance novel, right? There are good romance novels and bad romance novels, and the fact that those exist is because there are people who have skill at creating them. And is there commerce involved? Sure. But in the end, if it's worth discussing on any level, I feel like it's art.
So that's art is kind of like AI in that the term is wielded in so many different ways. Like very often there's the broad category of art, like that I'm saying, like this is all art. And then within that stuff, there is a subset of it that we call art, which is high art for the most part. Like that they're saying, you know, this isn't just, a cake. This is art, right?
Right.
A cake totally can be art. Arguably, all cakes are art because they're, created with intention and meant to be so on and so forth. But, you know, it's unfortunately an extremely overloaded word. And that's why we have all those categories you just label, like, pop art, low art, high art. But also, we reuse the term plain old art to define a particular subset of it that we consider the best or the most worthy. And that subset changes all the time based on cultural things and all sorts of BS. Doesn't have anything to do with anything. So I'm not particularly interested in any of those definitions. And I'm with you. A whole lot of things are art. And it's just a question of how good is this art?
Yeah.
Is any good? Has it been artfully done? That's such a helpful definition. Like, let's talk about it, think about it. You experienced it. What did you think and feel? And how does that square with, a million other different things? So,
right. Much more important to debate the merits of the art than to debate whether something is art or not.
Yeah, that's pretty pointless because then you're just trying to exclude like this whole, the whole ridiculous video game thing, which doesn't even need to be addressed, I don't think. But like by uncategorizing this as art, what are you trying to do? Like all you're doing is arguing over which is culturally acceptable according to whatever weird rules are currently, you know.
Yeah, I would argue that, I mean, that's one of the least favorite things that Roger Ebert has ever read, and I love his work, but I feel like what he was really trying to say is essentially, if video games are art, they are a form of art that I do not understand. And that's fair, I think, and accurate, but are they art? Absolutely they are, and not just the ones that we think are artsy fartsy, right? Like it's an art right down to like original choices made in old video games in the 70s and 80s. Like, it is an art of a sort. It's just a very different sort.
Yeah. And not everyone needs to know and understand every kind of art. I feel like Roger Ebert felt compelled to like, think of all the millions of kinds of art that he also doesn't understand.
Sure. But
he picked up this one because
so many video games are cinematic
popular.
And quote cinema, which is the art form that he was most attached to. And so people would say, well, what about this? It's cinematic. It's like, yeah, but it's not a movie. And it's not a movie, you know, it's art, I would say, but it's video games aren't movies, right? Otherwise they would be movies and they're not. There's something that separates them.
Yeah, and also I think just the growing over his lifetime, video games went from nothing to incredibly popular and a cultural force, and that brings it up on his radar in the way that, like, I don't know, some sort of craft-based art that is not as popular, but that he also has no experience of.
Sure.
It was, like you said, there are lots of analogies like, oh, this is like painting, but you do it with sand, right? Or this is like painting, but you do it with needle and thread, and we all culturally accept painting as art, therefore no debate. But it's like, oh, this is like movies, but you play them, which is inaccurate anyway.
Yeah.
But then it's like, hey, wait a second, I'm Mr. Movies. Get this crap out of here, not art.
Definitely not a movie. Yeah, it's a tough one. I am confronted with this when I go and see my wife or daughter perform in their dance performances. Not that I don't question that it's art, but it is an art form I don't understand and don't particularly have an appreciation for. So while I'm proud of their accomplishments, I have when I'm watching it, I kind of like I don't even have the barest ability to really understand what I'm seeing and how to appreciate it, especially since there are other art forms where I really like to tear it down to the details, and I've spent a lot of time and brain power thinking about it. And it is kind of fascinating to be exposed to another form of art. Or you mentioned painting. Like when I was in college, we did in my humanities course, the core class at Revell College at UCSD, we had a Renaissance era class basically that included deconstructing, I don't know, two or three paintings, like totally diving in. Like I remember an entire lecture, an entire hour that we spent on a single painting. And it was great because you discover, oh my God, paintings are the blockbuster motion pictures of the of that era, where like that was the artistic expression, and you could look at a painting forever and come up with all sorts of different details. There's so much to be taken in by it, and that was amazing to me because I'd never really understood that about painting. I knew, like, oh well, there's a painting, you look at it, it's the Mona Lisa, whatever, or I'm gonna paint an abstract chicken for my art class, which I totally did. That was what I did for my art class. And then we watched, I think it was Oath of the Hirazi, and talked about it for an hour, and I scratched the surface, and I thought, oh my God, this is so amazing. But you know, the net result of that is that I can't go to art galleries now without feeling cripplingly guilty about the fact that these art galleries are really made for you to just walk through and be like, hey, here's a room with 15 paintings. Gonna stroll through and glance at them, go on to the next room. It's like, no, each of these paintings you could stare at for an entire day. But instead, you're just strolling casually by. It kills me every time I go to an art museum.
Take too long the other way. It's a problem.
Yeah, well, I know, but that's true, right? You can't watch every movie either. Right. But they I don't suppose they have a museum where there are just flat screens on all the walls and there's eight movies playing and you're told to just stroll through and note the movies as you go. Like that doesn't happen.
Can't hug every cat.
No. But it is not understanding. My point is, not understanding a particular art form doesn't make it any less valid. And in fact, you find that there's incredible detail, but not everybody can know every art form. And that's just part of being human. Not only can I not see every movie or watch every TV show, but I cannot understand every art form, and neither can anyone else. But anyway, shout out to Jacques-Louis David for Oath of the Hirazi. It's a hell of a painting, 1784. Check it out.
Robot or not.